Vacation is over. What are the new Microsoft features? All of that, as always, after the intro. After 2 weeks of not listening to my voice, you have to do that again. Getting right into it, starting with bad news. Changes we were not aware of, as the roadmap item is called Microsoft Teams Homepage for Teams for Education Class Teams. Planned for this month, this new homepage provides a central destination for the latest announcements, resources, upcoming assignments, class files, and meetings for a class team. So, when you hear this, do you expect a change for SharePoint? I certainly did not, but it has quite some news there too. First, the group calendar web part is getting visual updates, an indicator informing users when a meeting is a recurring meeting, and the capability to join upcoming Teams meetings online. Second, we will see a drop-down option in the toolbar for the Quick Links web part, aka everyone's favorite web part, to be able to explore the different layouts available. Third, authors using the compact layout in the highlighted content web part will soon find that when the web part is placed in a two-column section, their layout is retained, and we even get a new theme called Periwinkle Side Theme, which adjusts to the dark or high contrast mode when viewed in Teams. So, not saying the updates in SharePoint are bad, but the fact that this is just a part of a roadmap item that has from the roadmap nothing to do with SharePoint is 100% bad. Next up, on to the good news. Coming in late August for most of us and in September for government clouds. Microsoft Teams, transcription and recording together. If the meeting organizer sets the record automatically option to on for a meeting, transcription will be turned on together with recording when the meeting starts. If, and only then, if the transcription is allowed by admins. If you haven't used transcription before, just test it when the feature is live. Truly helpful for the purpose of finding information later on. You guys want more good news, I guess, right? So then let's talk Viva. A few updates are coming to the daily briefing email to provide our users and us with ways to fine-tune the email. Microsoft Viva Briefing Email Preferences. With this feature coming in October, we can personalize our daily briefing emails. How? As the title already teased a little bit, we can personalize our daily briefing emails via favorite and snooze. Currently, content in briefing email is delivered in a pre-configured order. Beginning in October this year, the briefing email will add favorite and snooze preferences to provide us the ability to personalize and engage with content that matters most to us. Users will also be able to change the favorite and snooze preferences directly through the settings page. In addition, we will get a new option called Time Zone Card. Microsoft is introducing the ability for us to review, confirm, and change our working hours and time zone settings directly from the email to help ensure that it is sent at the right time for those people who have a different current time zone setting and meeting hours in their settings. Overall, truly good news for sure. As I really try again to be consistently around 4 minutes, here already the last roadmap item for this week, which is actually a set of 5, to be honest. And here Microsoft really splitted everything apart compared to the Teams and SharePoint thing. Anyway, we are talking whiteboard. Coming in September, we will be able to insert a video URL and have the video appear directly on the canvas. Also in September, URLs inserted into whiteboard will become clickable links. In November, we'll get the ability to add comments on a whiteboard to discuss things with board participants, which will also include a comments pane to see all comments on a given whiteboard. Also, for November, we will have the ability to invite users on a whiteboard during a Teams meeting to follow their viewpoint as they navigate and interact with the cameras. Very smart in my opinion. And last but not least, coming in December, a timing can be added to help us run timed activities, such as a timed brainstorming. And this is it. I know a little bit over 4 minutes again. Vacation is over and the new features are coming. Let me know by hitting the like button if you are still enjoying this podcast. Your feedback is my salary. Until next week, here we go, finally again. Don't be afraid.